This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. The truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believed we were going to fail, who believed their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born. You know, I knew what the New York Times was doing when they wanted to do this profile piece on InfoWars. They'd attacked me probably, I don't know, 5-6 times in big articles just the last 2 weeks. But I talked to Roger Stone, and he said that he'd gotten some halfway fair reporting out of this Jim Rutenberg show. I did the interview, and I read some of the other articles he'd written calling for shutting down fake news by any means necessary. And I realized that he was basically writing a blueprint for how the system could come after us. Now, they were asking how we make our money, how we fund ourselves, things like that. But still, I knew it would be in the paper physical edition of the New York Times, and so it could reach some people that aren't normally on the Internet who could actually be woken up. And so I did the interview. We got contacted this morning by our big third-party advertising group that brings in a large portion of our funding selling our products. And they said, you are fake news. You are political. They said, that's banned. And you are kicked off of our system for good. Now, that's like Nazi Germany telling the Jews, you got to go to your ghetto. You can't have businesses anymore anywhere in these areas of the city. Matt Drudge came here a year and a half ago. Only interview he's done in like 4 years. And I think it's time for one again. And he said, I was told by a Supreme Court justice, they're coming after free speech. They're coming after it in 2016, towards the end of the year. We're in 2017, and I have congressmen on television saying that Trump should have his free speech banned and that they want a law passed to ban Trump's speech. You also hear them saying ban him off Twitter, and now they don't let positive comments get up in his Twitter feed, so he can't read those and interact with the public, because he interacts with the public, just like he'll sit there and answer the switchboard at night randomly and talk to the public. He loves it. So that his dad, and he always did, and the rest of his family. So Jerry Nadler's gone on CNN and said it's time to ban Donald Trump from being able to, quote, criticize the media. Whoa! Look. They're the fake news. They're the collapsing news. Their revenue, their viewers, they know it. And so their answer is, get a bunch of foreign Mexican kingpin money to come in and, you know, run the New York Times. And if that doesn't do it, just shut down InfoWars, shut down Donald Trump. This is a big deal. Reddit is banning sharing Donald Trump information. This is a war they're heating up against us, and there's ways to stop them. There's ways to defeat them. But We have to codify it. We have to document it. We have to expose it. We have to sue people. We have to get really aggressive. And you, the viewers, have to understand it's a total war and spread the links and the articles even more and buy the products directly from us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, February 21st, 2017 is a very important date. Facebook, Google, Twitter, and hundreds of other major corporate platforms like Amazon are openly getting money from the CIA, the NSA, you name it, to spy on their customers. The Washington Post is openly run by criminal elements of the CIA. There is a civil war going on politically inside this country. Hillary and her cohorts tried to steal the election. The landslide was so big they failed. Now they are openly in newspapers and publications everywhere calling for the overthrow of Trump, including his murder. So does that surprise us, ladies and gentlemen, that just in the last few days, Reddit, Twitter, you name it, have all been announcing that they're not going to let political news and information be shared if it's conservative or if it's libertarian or if it is nationalistic. And it's all being done in concert. It's one thing if Reddit or Twitter or Facebook comes in and censors you. It's their platform. they can discriminate, I guess, but when they meet with other consortiums, when they get directed, as the WikiLeaks shows, by the Democratic Party and different foundations, then they're engaged in organized racketeering to suppress free speech. And that's what's going on. So I have many fights here, obviously, but we have to defend free speech. In fact, months ago, I had the crew create the Coalition to Defend Free Speech, and we can actually give you that URL and put that up on screen. I will get that URL for you next. Call Anthony in, please. I need a data sheet on that and give people all that information. Thank you. But I obviously didn't have a lot of time to get prepared for the broadcast today. It's coalitiontodefendfreespeech.com. And we, again, launched this in the last few months, sent 100,000 signatures to President-elect Trump. And we're going to send the signatures back again this week to the White House just to point out that Obama signed a law saying they're going to start restricting free speech. And they've announced all these attacks on free speech. And we need to admit this is happening and understand how serious it is and understand that Trump has to openly repeal the law that Obama passed or sign executive orders basically blocking it. Because Trump is the greatest victim of the censorship, our president. They're openly saying, take away his Twitter. They're only letting you see negative comments in the Twitter. They are, you know, kicking his daughter's clothing line out of stores. And the point is, you can do this here or there, but you can't have a organized, solid wall of this. This is organized, and they've called for it in the news. And this is a program, an operation that they are running against everyone. Now, they're desperate because Trump's trying to turn the economy back on. He's trying to cut taxes for poor people. He's got regulations getting cut for small businesses. He's ordering the Federal Reserve to have small business loans to local businesses. That's why small businesses are exploding right now for the first time since 1984. I covered that news just yesterday. Really good numbers coming in for the little guy for the first time since the Reagan recovery of 1984. They didn't get going until 82, 83. And so they're trying to block this, and the Federal Reserve's trying to block it, so he's trying to change who's in the Federal Reserve, and they are trying to throw him out right now because he's doing that. Now, enter what just happened to InfoWars and this giant spectrum of censorship that is taking place. You see third-party targeted advertising online where if you visited InfoWars, then, or if you visit InfoWarsStore.com, when you then go to other sites, if they're part of the ad network, you will then see those ads posted and projected again, whether it's for water filtration systems or non-GMO heirloom seeds or supplements. One of the biggest groups out there is AdRoll, and it works closely with Google. Now, they've openly said, kick Breitbart off its apps that they paid for that were accepted years ago by Apple, iTunes. They won't even accept one of ours, basically. Now, then meanwhile, you've got these third-party advertising platforms, and you heard about Breitbart getting Kellogg's and other third-party groups that advertise through the networks dumping them. That was to get the ad-sharing network they were on to dump them. So this is economic warfare. This isn't saying we're going to protest one sponsor until they drop. That's free speech. This is we're not going to let you have access to the markets, like not letting black people rent a house or buy a house or letting black people vote. This is classical discrimination, and they tell you, and they're always updating their giant contract where you basically waive your rights. They tell you, document cam shot, please, in the ad roll contract, how they can ban you. And they go on to say that you are political and we won't allow any advertising on our platforms that are political. Now, see, they can say that in their terms of service, but not if they take liberal or globalist sponsors, which we've gone and looked, they do. So it's discriminatory. It is a civil rights violation. It is an attempt to bankrupt us. It is an attempt to put us into an electronic and then physical ghetto, because first, before you're physically silenced, you are financially and culturally silenced, and your speech is silenced. So we have very tame advertising. Everybody knows that. Go to InfoWars.com, see the same ads we serve out to everybody else. An image of a canister of bone broth concentrate that's, you know, and that, you know, that says good for your body. Or non-GMO heirloom seeds. Those are the ads that we serve out on their networks. And what do they say? Special interest. To protect the privacy of users, audiences cannot be targeted based on implied or explicit knowledge of a user's personal circumstances. What on earth does that mean? Do not target based on or imply potentially sensitive. This is like in schools, in the admission forms, they say, don't say you're a mother or father. Someone else might not have one, so you can't have a mother or father. This is what they're saying. This is their new system of law. Physical or mental, medical or health information. What does that even mean? Criminal proceedings or allegations. None of that. Financial problems. So we can't talk about things in the world or the economy. But everybody else can. This is all fucking enforced. Political opinions. You can't have any of those. Racial or ethnic information. Religious or similar beliefs. Let's go to InfoWars.com. Let's show you the ads. Brain Force. Powerful nootropic. For mental performance. Powerful new InfoWars Live formula. 33% off retail. Caveman. Wow, that is so evil. Here, let's scroll down some more. Let's see the evil ads. Keep scrolling down. There aren't many ads, are there? Keep scrolling down. Oh, there's another one. Survival Shield X2 Nation Ionite. Leading the way into the next generation of supplements. Oh my gosh, this is so horrible. Those are the ads we serve out. Now, let's look at what they say. All content on your website should be relevant, accurate, informative, and up-to-date. This is what they sent us in an email. Any claim should be easily verifiable. We are not able to promote websites that intentionally misrepresent their businesses or use any tactic to falsely enhance reputation or misrepresent actual offerings. Furthermore, all political content should focus on the merits of the candidate or political message and should not be special interest or groups or imply affiliations. So they're saying our website cannot have any political views unless they certify and say it's okay. But Facebook and Google and the Huffington Post and everybody else, you know, oh, there's no problem with you know, this group and Salon that promotes pedophilia. So what you see is an attempt to purge conservative and libertarian and Americana and pro-sovereignty organizations off the web and cut off their funding. And if you look at the amount of money we made with this last year with advertising, it's about the extra money we have this year to expand. Now here's the thing. I've cut a lot of commercials. I could do a lot more plugging. We've always done that saying, if we ever get in a jam, we have ways to raise money. And so because of this, I'm not going to hire 20 more people this year. I'm hiring 100, and I am going to triple revenue. So, because we know more attacks are coming, we have to get big like a fortress and strong to stand against this. I just want to focus on the news and not trying to raise funds. But the two go together like a horse and carriage. So you hear all over the web that Breitbart's having its advertising pulled or not letting them promote on networks to make money for their systems. We have innovated ways to fund ourselves. You hear about Breitbart not having as much money and needing to lay people off. You hear about other platforms not doing as well. All of them aren't doing as well because they're being censored and they're being blocked and they're being controlled. Breitbart then tries to sell T-shirts just like we do. You either support InfoWars or we contract in the face of the globalists, and then they win, and then they can censor your kid's speech at school or your speech at church or work. This is bullying. I'm going to skip this break. This is absolutely an attempt, in my view, in my opinion, in my research, at a giant program of racketeering, and it's in the WikiLeaks, how they wanted to shut down the alt-right, how they want to shut down the independent media. I have Hillary as a presidential candidate saying, I'm evil. I have the New York Times and others. Look at this. Media's next challenge, overcoming the threat of fake news. In Trump's volleys, echoes of Alex Jones' conspiracy theories. The message that wasn't, and a turning point for fake news. This is all the New York Times coming out in the article saying it's time to restrict fake news. And a day after the New York Times comes out and says that, Alex Jones has $3.3 million of funding. That's what happened last year with AdRoll, projected into next year, more than that, pulled so we can't start a Washington bureau, so that we can't hire more crew, so that we can't fight harder and expose these liars. When Nancy Pelosi gets up and says George W. Bush is still the president, And the same press conference, Maxine Waters is so out of her mind, she thinks Russia attacked Korea. And they're up there saying, we're going to shut Trump down. Let me play for you. Because here's the deal. If they get away with this, and they can start restricting, and they can try to shut down Drudge, and they can try to shut down InfoWars through all this, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to take everything you've got. This is bigger than your Second Amendment. This is your First Amendment. And if you don't use it and exercise it and support it, and if you don't support our platforms, I want everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I want you to buy the incredible nutraceuticals, the Supermel Vitality, the Bone Broth Caveman, the incredible nanotech body armor, the non-GMO heirloom open pollinated seeds, the shortwave radios, the high-quality water. I love how the left always makes jokes that we sell high-quality water filters when the water supply is so poison, because they love us just sitting there drinking their poison. It's all there, the storable foods, all the high-quality products, the hunting supplies, it's all the optics, the lowers for M4s with the limited edition Donald Trump. And if you'll just stop shopping at the big globalist box stores, and if you'll just start supporting us a little more, believe me, $3 million sounds like a lot, ladies and gentlemen. You couldn't run a small town newspaper on that a year. We have that amount of bandwidth cost every 6 months, okay? I mean, people want us to fight. You want somebody to stand up. You want somebody to take action. I'm in every newspaper in the country saying, shut me up. They're saying, shut down your president. They're saying, ban him off TV. Pass a law that the president doesn't have free speech. Our elected representative at the highest level, our commander in chief. And they're openly saying all this because they plan on doing it. I told you this was all coming. So we have products everybody needs, but it's a 360. Because you get products you need. You get products that are game-changing. You get products that are super high quality at a very, very competitive price. And you fund an operation totally committed that is fearlessly taken on the New World Order. But please, put it in your calendar, your digital calendar. Put it on your physical calendar to every month support InfoWars, to get a Hillary for Prison 2017 shirt, to get a Bill Clinton rape shirt. You know, they're saying, oh, we're mean, so we're not allowed to advertise our shopping cart with Make America Free Again hats and Made in America apparel, like Come and Take It. They're the ones on every major platform saying, kill the president, have civil war, beating people up that go to demonstrations to support the president. I want to say something about Milo. I'm going to get into this later. Milo made his comments about being sexually abused when he was, quote, a boy or a teenager. And CPAC invited him knowing that so they could disinvite him and have a big stunt to begin all of these amazing attempted takedowns of civilization and society. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to set the precedent with bullying to take down all the different groups and organizations that are actually defending our republic. They're popping in my ear telling me Dr. Corsi just Skyped in and he's sitting with Kurt Weldon. Yeah, I talked to the congressman and him earlier, former congressman, former head of the vice head of the Homeland Security Committee. I talked to him earlier. I thought we were going to talk about this. I'm happy to have him on. I just, people just knew all the stuff I did. You know, yeah, let's play that, Drudge. Let's play this. Here's Drudge warning people. Here it is.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's Ingsoc.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How how many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life rise and fall? There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently.
Getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Now, that was a year and a half ago. Matt Drudge said you cannot have a news site with news headlines or you will be shut down. And they told us, AdRoll that works with Google, one of the biggest companies out there, that we were very successful in promoting our products that helped fund our operation, our free speech. They said, you're banned for being a news site, and we basically say you're fake news. And it's being done across the board to silence the American people. Congressman Nadler went on MSNBC and said they're introducing legislation to basically ban the free speech. That was also on Fox. They want to ban the free speech of the president. You cannot make this up. Now, Kurt Weldon is joining us, former congressman, former vice head of Homeland Security and the Armed Services Committee, an expert on Russian infiltration with the Clintons and technology transfers. Now, there's a big article on Infowars.com that just broke. Dr. Jerome Corsi's with him right now. The congressman has to go in a minute to go to a UN meeting, I was told, but I'm glad we're doing this today now. Russian bank docs show how Putin laundered money to Hillary and Podesta. Now we know why Clinton and co. were so desperate to frame Trump with ties to Putin. So it's good to have the former congressman on with us. I know he's going to be the source of some articles in the next few days concurring with this and the background. So thank you, Dr. Corsi, and former congressman. Thank you.
Well, we're delighted to be with you. And I think it's really important to know that Congressman Weldon did a lot of the groundbreaking research in the 90s showing the technology transfer, the payments that the Clintons got for transferring technology to China. And he is very familiar with the subject of this article, Vecklesburg and how the Russians operate. And here's Congressman Weldon to talk about it.
Well, thank you. And it's an honor to be with you and be on your show.
Thank you.
And just to give you a few moments of history that I'm sure you're aware of. It's amazing that we talk about Russian influence in the presidential election. It was Bill Clinton's advisors who were sent to Moscow in 95 and 96. They actually stayed in the presidential hotel in Moscow, and they ran Yeltsin's re-election campaign. So the Russians were aware that U.S. strategic advisors were actually running the presidential campaign of a president whose popularity had fallen down to 10% and had a known drinking problem. So they knew that we basically reelected the guy that we wanted to be the president in the form of Clinton. That was Yeltsin. Second, I was on the Cox Commission that investigated the theft of our technology by China. And I also documented and have the charts to back it up that the People's Liberation Army funneled hundreds of millions of dollars into the Clinton-Gore campaign. You remember the famous time when Al Gore was at a Buddhist temple? And there was a fundraiser, and he claimed he was in the bathroom when they were collecting money for the Clinton-Gore campaign.
Yes, yes.
And I would remind people that it was two of the largest fundraising operatives in the U.S. at that time, Riotti and Wang, got access to the Clinton White House 49 and 17 times in 1 year. Neither was a U.S. citizen, and they were the prime fundraisers for the Clinton-Gore and Democratic campaign committees. And finally, I would add that one needs to look at the CEO of L'Oreal Corporation, Bernie Schwartz, when L'Oreal Corporation was caught transferring very sensitive technology to China. And Sandy Berger, Clinton's national security advisor, arranged and got Bill Clinton to sign a retroactive presidential waiver, which means the technology had already been transferred. Technology that our commission voted 9-0 caused serious harm to us. Bernie Schwartz was the beneficiary of that retroactive presidential waiver, so he couldn't be indicted. And that was the same year he became
former Congressman Weldon, former heads of these committees. They've got to go in about 6-7 minutes. We're going to break shortly. I'm going to come right back so you can finish up and talk about how this fits in today with the new information that the Clintons have been on the Russian and Chinese payroll. I mean, I was on air then. I remember all the news. Your committee covered it. It was documented. So it's just crazy, these so-called ties to Trump. So I'd like to get your take on that and have you back up for a full 30 minutes soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I've been on air 21 years. We only got a few minutes left for them. I want to get him back in the near future. Former Congressman Kurt Weldon, who was the vice head of the Homeland Security Committee and Armed Services Committee. I remember the hearings when they just exposed the communist Chinese, the Russians. The Clintons all got waivers, though, from themselves to do it. But then after, they're at the State Department continuing, and even the New York Times admits $30-something million for all this uranium concessions. Now we've got new documents about money going to Podesta and Hillary for more technology transfers under Obama, and then they've got the nerve to point the finger and say the former National Security Advisor talked to the Russians about sanctions? Okay. I mean, that's what they do. So as an expert on this, former Congressman Weldon, just in 3-4 minutes, I know you got to go. Your crew's trying to drag you out. What's the nutshell? What's the takeaway from this, and where is all this going?
Well, Dr. Corsi has shown me some documents here that are startling. involving what looked to be illegal payments to the Clintons. I'm going to talk to my associates in Russia and who work with Russia and see what else I can find out. I can tell you this hatchet job that's taking place against General Flynn, who's an outstanding American, and our president, is wrong. I've remained silent for 10 years. I have 480 cases of files. I've done 100 hours of an oral history, and I'm going to start to come out now with irrefutable facts about what I saw occur, what I saw with the Clintons in lining the pockets of themselves and their friends while they left our foreign policy basically hanging in the air when they went and murdered Gaddafi, causing much of the problem we have with immigrants around the world, when we played games in Iraq and Afghanistan. The true story of the 9/11, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am dedicated to the true story that protected and unfortunately lost 343 firefighters in New York.
Sure, the 28 pages.
All of which you're talking about and all of which needs to be brought forth to the American people. If the Clintons are going to try to misinform and malign the integrity of our new president and people like you trying to get out the truth, then it's time for America to step up to the plate. I've never met Donald Trump. I voted for him. And I wrote op-eds for him in the primary and the general. But I'm not going to sit back any longer. Members of Congress know the facts that I have. They know that I've been trying to restart a trilateral dialogue with the Duma and the Federation Council, the Rada in Ukraine, and the U.S. Congress. But I'm not going to sit back and let these morons try to rewrite history when I saw what happened. I was on the Cox Commission when we voted 9-0 that our security was harmed. I have the charts that I'll make available to your show to show the PLA money going to front companies that benefited the Clinton Gore campaign. I'll show you the charts with the Chinese nationals who were admitted to the White House 17 and 49 times in the same election year that Clinton was running for re-election while they're raising money for the Clinton Gore campaign. You can check online and find a retroactive waiver that was given to Bernie Schwartz, the CEO of L'Oreal Corporation.
Sure. So what you're saying is, bottom line, you were heading up these committees, you saw it all, you know it really happened, and then they're claiming everything that they've done, Trump's done, so you're going to break your silence. Obviously, you've had the highest level security clearances to know all this, and now you're saying you and others, not to put words in your mouth, are getting ready if they want to play games to bring the truth out.
We're not going to play games. I've been sitting back for 10 years, and the Clintons know this. I was his number one target in 2006. I've got 480 cases of files. I've got 100 hours of oral history. I've got 40 hours of other tapes done by former officials, former agency people, former DOD people. And if they want to play hardball, then it's time to play hardball. They screw with my family 10 years ago. Unlike anything that Hillary Clinton experienced, my family experienced. It's time now that I'm going to say it's over. Clintons, it's time you move on. And if you don't want to do it voluntarily, then I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
And the key here, Alex, is I think we've got the connections between what was going on in the 90s with the Clintons and the documents we're getting today, these Russian bank documents, which are fully validated in the Russian newspapers and also in U.S. news reports.
Well, I understand, Dr. Corsi, are you going with the with the former vice chair, or are you going to stay and talk more? Because I know he's got to go.
I'll stay and talk more. I'm here.
Okay, well, take a minute to say bye. Sir, Congressman, I know you went through a lot. Thank you for everything. Just 60 seconds, final comment.
Thank you.
You get a final comment.
Okay, I appreciate it. Let me say, Alex, during my 20 years in Congress, everything I did was bipartisan. Some of my best friends in Congress were and still are Democrats.
Now, you're known for that.
Trips overseas. This is not about Republican versus Democrat. This is about America being taken back from the thieves who became wealthy on the backs of the taxpayers of this country and on the backs of innocent people around the world. That's the story that's got to be told.
Thank you, sir. Well, please, let's get you on it. I'll send the crew up there when the press conference. I know this is big to have you, one of the former heads of these committees, with this information. This is very important. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Corsi, I'm going to come back to you here in just one moment.
Okay, good.
So I'll give you a second to say bye to the congressman. These are the type of conversations I'm having off air, okay? And then they were going to come on the next few days, but I guess they decided to do it today, so they just called in. And obviously a lot more. The country is in desperate crisis, okay? And they're really threatening a lot of people. You heard the congressman, former congressman, about the threats to his family. This is not a game, okay? I got chills right now because I know the behind the scenes stuff. We are in a war for this country. And the globalists got so evil, so corrupt, so out of control, and we're planning such bad things in this country of actually arresting thousands of conservative leaders was the admitted plan. You see them in the news saying arrest us and kill us and ban the president talking about the media. I mean, that's on CNN and Fox News, for heaven's sakes, with straight faces. They were already planning a total takeover. You heard Drudge, who met with the Supreme Court justice a year and a half ago, telling you word for word they're not going to let you have a news site. They're going to ban it. And that just happened to us. We just lost $3.3 million today. That's what we made last year on ad roll profit to help fund this operation. Profit from that program, not profit here. I told Dr. Corsi months ago, our budget is about $3 to $4 million to expand and fight. He knows the internal baseball. They knew that. They just blew away our extra money for 2017. It doesn't matter. We'll get it. The listeners understand. But listen to me. Everybody that serves this system, you're starting a real civil war with patriots who will never back down. I will never back down. You think I care? You just blew away $3 million? That's just fuel. I'm going to get that fuel one way or another. And it's the fact that you pushed so hard is the reason people like Kurt Weldon, who knows all the secrets, folks, highest level, you know, head of the committee, vice chair of Homeland Security, vice chair of Armed Services Committee, that he knows everything about the Clintons and the Chinese. That's the big one. The Russians are, and it's not anti-Russian to expose this, but if they want to sit there, of course Russia infiltrated our government because we had traitors in it. That Russia did its job. The point is they respect Trump because they know the globalists can't bind. You know about it. They're attacking his family. He is the most beautifully pig-headed person I've ever seen. And so here's the bottom line. Dr. Corsi's on fire. He's had three number one New York Times bestselling lists. He worked at the highest levels with the State Department and in banking and worked with Trump. Why is he at his age fighting so hard 7 days a week? I get text messages from him at midnight because he realizes, folks, we're in crisis and we're starting to get a little bit of the initiative back, but we're still not winning. And listen. Spread the article, spread the video, spread the link, spread them like your life depends on it, because it does. Buy our products directly from InfoWarsStore.com, because that's all the money. If you look, basically, because I have a bunch of different things that help bring in money. And that is right at the money. We have a little bit more that was in our budget for this year. That was the money. I told you, I'm not going to even take a profit this year, because my children's future is everything. Not that money's bad. The point is that all I want's to win. And so I started expanding our operation 10 years ago when they tried to infiltrate us and shut us down when I had like 7 or 8 employees. And I said, how dare you try to shut me down? I'm going to go to the next level. We did. And now I pledge before God and his son, Christ, my Lord and Savior, that I am going to turn every bit of my will completely over to this. And I pray for God discernment and to lead God and direct me. And I'm going to ask the listeners to pray with us and to flood us with capital. So I'm not penny pinching with Dr. Corsi hours the last week on how to get a little office in D.C. and worrying about the bills. We shouldn't be worrying about the bills. There should be just tsunamis of money coming in here. And quite frankly, for media, it is tsunamis. But for what we need to do, it's not enough, okay? I need money to go after these people. And they are, people ask, the New York Times is like, we want your affiliate list. We notice there's stations you don't list. And I go, yeah, because I tell the network, don't list our affiliates. Because all sorts of stuff goes on. I'll leave it at that. Not just boycotting, okay? I mean, straight up mafia racketeering crap. And our stations know it. A lot of our stations have us on a little bit and get threatened. They go, especially in the South, they go to hell. He's on primetime now. So it backfires a lot, too, when you threaten station owners' families. I mean, let's just get it out in the open, what we're dealing with here. And I'll tell all the bullies and all the mafia scum this. You want to fight? You better believe you got one, okay? So AdRoll blocks us off. We've got other systems as well. And they say, you are fake news. You are not allowed to have free speech. It says right here in the email this morning, we were projected to be over $5 million this year with this program, 3.3 last year after expenses. All content on your website should be relevant, they decide, accurate, informative, and up-to-date. Any claims should be easily verifiable. We are not able to promote websites that intentionally misrepresent. No judge, no jury. They just claim and just say, I'm worthless, I'm bad. Their businesses or use any tactic to falsely enhance reputation or misrepresent actual offerings. Really? I mean, we have on third-party sites 4.9 reviews, tens of thousands of them. I mean, we're just loved everywhere. The president calls me. I talk to the president. I got award-winning journalist on. I just had a former head of the Homeland Security Committee on. What the hell are you talking about? We're changing the world. We just put the president in. You, the listeners and viewers, did. And I know for a fact the other big news sites aren't contracting in viewership and readership. I'm not going to say their names. I love them. They're all in trouble, except for us and one other. And I'm in talks with them to basically merge, because we've got to get big or be destroyed here, ladies and gentlemen. And they are cutting the money out. And they won't even let Breitbart have an app, folks, after they paid for it years later. The same stuff's happening to us. So we just basically, imagine we're a ship. We just got hit by, you know, a huge 50-millimeter shell, okay? So just understand, it's a big fire on the deck. We're going to make it through this and get stronger. But I don't want to spend all my time crawling around just trying to raise capital. We need everybody to get products they need. There's thousands of great items at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Sign up for vitamins. Sign up for minerals. Sign up for supplements. Sign up for auto ship. And there may come a time when they shut all that down. I'm going to be up here every day saying, you want to hear this show? Send me a donation. Because that's what this comes down to. That's where this country is. And that's where this world is. I'm going back to Dr. Corsi here in a minute. But I'm going to tell you right now. Help defend InfoWars. And get our silver bullet colloidal silver that now just came back in stock after 3 months of being sold out. And we're going to offer it 33% off on top of it. Topical, internal. Check with your physician. It's amazing. Me personally, I've had infections I couldn't get rid of that this did. We were going to wait till tomorrow to launch the silver bullet back in stock special on InfoWars.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But right now, we need as much support as possible. InfoWars has been banned from major advertising platform for helping Donald J. Trump get elected, cutting off one of our primary means of funding the operation. Right now at InfoWarsLive.com, help support InfoWars and get Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver 33% off stock price for a very limited time. Our proprietary Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver formula is super concentrated into three times the dose of many colloidal silver products and comes from the highest quality certified labs. Whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse, colloidal silver is something I have on hand for myself and my family. Get colloidal silver at 33% off silver bullet off the stock price at InfoWarsLife.com today and help defend InfoWars from corporate tyranny. One more and censorship. One more thing I want to tell you about. The famous artist, who I should probably have on as a guest sometime. We need to pull this up. He put out only 2,000 of these, and they sold out so quick. I said, can we just put out one more edition? And he said, well, you know, we really can't because, you know, that was that one design lithograph. And I said, well, what about a different print color, a different, you know, packaging? And then he said, okay, but that's it. 2,000 of the chocolate sepia-colored dark ink, or 2,500 of those, and then 700 of the famous iconic Ronald Reagan, and then that's it. We will never again sell any variant of these. I had no idea how popular these would be. Now, that's the old white paper print that's excellent as well that I have hanging in the hallway here of Trump and Reagan. We weren't selling the Reagan one. So that's that original, the Reagan on the classic. This is the chocolate dark ink for the Trump, and when it's gone, it's gone. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Gary Gerveri, I hope I pronounced his name right. I've met him. He's the famous artist that does the stuff officially for the Republican Party. Now, again, I'm a little bit not hysterical today. We've known all this is coming. They're all announcing censorship. They're all announcing control. But just to even have the next year budgeted and to know the money we made from this last year is our extra profit or budget for the next year to expand in the face of the globalists. I'm going to Dr. Corsi right now. So this is an incredible time. Everybody should buy Roger Stone's book, The Making of the President 2016, that we sell. We need your support. We're not going to be here if it isn't for you. Yeah, Trump's in. He's surrounded. We're beginning to have some big effects, but they're trying to say he's basically a Russian agent and is an evil person and needs to be removed, needs to be overthrown, needs to have his speech taken. So we have to get even more aggressive in the face of this censorship. So I want to thank you all for your support. If you want to call and ask about any of our specials, any of our products, you want to order over the phone, that's welcome as well. 888-253-3139. You get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on things. Free shipping on orders, $50 or more. I don't normally sit here and belabor funding us, but boom. I advertise the limited amount. I'm going to skip this network break. I advertise the limited amount I need to be able to fund our operation and go into the future. But I realize I should, like a squirrel, put some nuts away and I guess just really start hammering this stuff. Now, Tony Lyons, who I've spoken to many times over the phone, is CEO of Skyhorse Publishing. He's there with Dr. Corsi. So we just had former Congressman Kurt Weldon, you know, the vice head of the Armed Services Committee and Homeland Security on, saying he's not going to hold his tongue anymore and he's going to go public exposing that the Clintons are on the Chinese, communist, and Russian payroll. Wow. And then we've got the famous publisher of Skyhorse here with us. Talk about modern book burning, Mr. Lyons. I want to talk to you about that in a moment. But first, Dr. Corsi, just in capping what we heard from the former head of Homeland Security Committee about he's not going to hold his tongue. This ought to scare the hell out of them. And now his family was threatened. And now he's been quiet for 10 years. This is a guy breaking free. When he walked out of there, he wasn't on screaming. He was pissed, like bowed up. He was ready for war. I love seeing that type of body language now by these patriots that have held their tongue. If I was Hillary Clinton, the globalist, I'd be crapping my pants right now. But what do you make of that? And then the massive, unprecedented ad roll tied to Google banning us having ads on the internet of just, you know, milquetoast stuff, water filters, you name it. I mean, this is incredible. Oh, including the book. We were advertising Roger's book. That might have been why we were banned. I mean, this is incredible. Banned from the internet over these platforms from advertising, exactly what the New York Times and others are calling for. If that's not racketeering, I don't know what is. Dr. Corsi.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, we've been writing about Google going to do this, and now they're doing it.
You wrote about it 2 weeks ago.
I wrote about it 2 weeks ago, predicting this was going to happen. Tony Lyons, Kurt Weldon left here. When you saw the article today and saw the link with the Russians now funding Hillary and Podesta, he's ready to connect that to what he learned in the 90s of the Clintons getting money from China and also funding, selling U.S. technology. And Kurt Weldon will go to his contacts in Russia. This story is going to deepen. He was leaving here calling for an FBI investigation.
Well, you heard him. He talks to the highest levels of the Russian Federation and to the Duma, and he said, that's it, I'm going public. Because absolutely, the answer for Russia to not be set up and have a war with the globalists is to go ahead and release the info on Hillary.
Well, and I've worked with Tony Lyons. I want Tony to say hello here. He's a warrior. He's published two of my books. He's now done Roger Stone's book, Making of the President, and you're selling this book. It's critical. It is the story of why Donald Trump won, and it exposes Hillary and the lies and the fact that this fake news is what the Democrats are doing. Tony, you want to say hello?
Yes, this is Tony Lyons from Skyhorse Publishing, and this is Roger Stone's new book. It's an incredible true story of how Trump actually got to be president. Not the story that the mainstream media wants you to read.
Absolutely. And our audience is totally familiar that he's been banned all over TV. They've been trying to block the book from the New York Times bestseller list. What do you make of the fact that they just banned InfoWars from basically third-party advertising on the internet and said, because you're fake?
I think that the American public needs to hear all kinds of different stories, all kinds of different points of view. And what's really scary, what really makes you think of 1984 is when alternative views get stifled so that there's only one message that millions and millions of people.
Absolutely. And I want to say this. Look, when Roger got censored, when they've done stuff to Drudge, when Breitbart's been censored, when they all get censored, I come out and say it's wrong. We run the stories. We call for support. So when they were trying to kick Limbaugh off the air 6 years ago, I went and advertised on a show. I need Paul Watson to get on the phone. I've been trying to get hold of him for hours. I love Paul, but sometimes he's away from the phone. We need a big article on this as this breaks, because this is the beginning of the electronic ghettos that Drudge warned about, and it's super dangerous, and it's happening, and if we don't make a big deal about it, they'll just set the precedent, because the massive censorship is now rolling out. Go ahead.
I agree 100%. I mean, I think that censorship is the worst possible result here, that everybody needs to hear different sides of the story. You guys are playing a great role. You're telling stories that aren't covered in other places, and it's a earth-shattering problem that needs to be resolved.
And we've got publishers. I mean, I want to say for Tony Lyons and publishing Roger's book, I mean, this is a story the mainstream media does not want.
He had to stick his neck out. I mean, that's the point. These people are bullies. And no matter whether you're conservative or liberal or whatever, I know Skyhorse publishes a lot of liberal stuff, but great work. The point is, it's about free speech, not about tyranny. And I really think They've jumped the shark. I think there's going to be massive backfires and blowback from this, Dr. Corsi. I want you to specifically talk about, you know, your employer, you're the head of the Washington Bureau. How much money did I tell you we had to work with this year coming up?
I mean, you know, you were projecting that we had millions to work with, but now it's down to, you know, who knows what we're going to have to work with. We'll make it. We're going to make it happen.
The point is, our audience is going to support us because they're right here with us on this mission. But I mean, I'm telling you, they are coming after everybody. And folks, if you think you're safe under this, they want to get rid of populist free speech venues that are defending you getting your taxes cut, that are defending you and your family having regulations cut, because Trump is in your corner. Look at all the small business numbers, the best since the Reagan recovery in 1984, Dr. Corsi.
Yeah, well, I'm 100% committed to this. We're going to make it work. And, you know, we're not going to be blocked. I'm here with Tony Lyons because he has the courage to publish this book. It is a great story. You know, Roger, I think, has really told the inside. And this should be the mainstream. Donald Trump won. You know, you've got the left fighting a losing battle. That's the problem. And they're getting desperate. They're trying to take Alex Jones off the air.
They're showing themselves.
They're scared, and they're cornered. And now, you know, we had Kurt Weldon here. We're talking about publishing what Kurt Weldon's got, his information. It's going to be all over. I'm going to work with Kurt. We're going to get out the ties between the Russians right now paying Hillary through this money laundering connection, paying Podesta, and going back to the 90s when the Clintons were taking money from the Chinese selling technology, U.S. technology to the Chinese. This is a story that needs to be told, and nothing's going to stop us, Alex. We're going to create the Washington Bureau. It's going to be functioning. It's going to be a major news entity. It's going to function for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you, I love the way you get, you know, Kurt Weldon and all these other great folks. You are a one-man wrecking machine, and I can't wait till we get you a camera crew and folks up there at the Bureau as well. So I got to get that lease signed today. Again, Tony Lyons and all of you, thank you for coming on with us. In fact, let's get you on, Mr. Lyons, in the near future. Thank you.
Can I just say one last thing? You know, one of the other kinds of stories that I've seen you guys run was, you know, Bobby Kennedy from the left talking about vaccine safety in his book, Thimerosal, that we published. And that's the same kind of thing.
That's what we do. I have all these authors on, and usually don't even sell the book. I just want to get the word out. I don't care if it's liberal or conservative. If it's honest and it's real, whether it's bisphenol A or whether it's the glyphosates or whether it's the vaccines, we're not right-wingers. I'm a libertarian constitutionalist, and Donald Trump happens to be a Republican who's a populist who's trying to restore this republic. Let's talk soon, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Right. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that Kurt Weldon was powerful stuff. And, see, I was having to talk to him this morning and then sit on all this when the former vice chair of the Homeland Security Committee and the head of Homeland Security, when he was in there for, you know, a decade, is telling you they're Russian and Chinese agents. I'm sick of it. I'm going public. Well, come on today. Well, I can't do it today. I'll come on tomorrow. And then they just end up, they call up, they're on. And then, you know, it's just so real. I mean, you can't get more direct than what you just heard. In fact, you know, this news story about these documents and you know, money flowing out of the Russians to Podesta and the rest of it. Okay, that's important. But what's really big here is that Congressman Weldon is ready to go public and said, I've been quiet for 10 years after my family got threatened. But now I'm going public. I don't care. I mean, that's legendary. That's the opposite of fake news. That's Pulitzer Prize winning when the head of the former head of the committee, you know, vice head of the committee, he's like, I'm going public. I'm not going to shut up anymore. They're agents. They're Chinese and Russian agents. And again, that doesn't mean war with Russia. It means they're the ones that got infiltrated. That's what governments do. They were the ones wide open. Globalism is infiltration of your country by everybody. It's like hanging your ass out the window like you're a whorehouse in one and everybody just lines up. That's what it is. Support us. I want to have a big number tomorrow to show on air in the face of AdRoll and Google and just say, take that! We defeated you again! Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get incredible products. Try them for yourselves. Fund us! I need the energy to crush the enemy!